Jonathan Shapiro always wanted to be a reporter who covered law, but he got sucked into practicing it, working in the Department of Justice as an assistant U.S. attorney in Los Angeles. And if Al Gore had become president, Shapiro could have been Undersecretary of the Interior. 20 years ago, his wife, who wrote on Roseanne and Friends, encouraged him to join the Writers Guild for the insurance. And ever since, he's put his law background to use in shows like The Practice, The Blacklist, and Goliath. His first play, Sisters-in-Law, is about the unique relationship between Supreme Court Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sandra Day O'Connor.
I never wanted to be in show business. I had been raised to view people in show business as slightly above or below carnies. As a lawyer, your job is to understand why people do things. You have to understand motivations. What are people's intentions? How do those intentions play out? What are the consequences? What are the damages? How can one seek retribution? The fundamental issues that the Greeks thought were supposed to be put on stage. The only reason to have drama was to try to make good citizens. I feel that's true about, you know, what we do in television, believe it or not, and certainly what I'm trying to do in this play. There's a deep longing in our country for common ground. And there is absolutely no map as to how to get there. And this relationship, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sandra Day O'Connor's relationship, is, I think, the only and best example of how two people who felt passionately about things learned to listen to one another and actually accomplish something. I think what the play's done for me more than anything is just made me more aware that we need women in leadership positions in this country because women don't handle power the same way that men do.
Sisters-in-Law, the debut play written by Jonathan Shapiro, opens today at the Wallace Annenberg Center for Performing Arts. For tickets and more information, visit thewallace.org. For Arts Alive, I'm Tim Greenberg.